This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. Something happens to European companies when they establish themselves in North America. Many of them, who work well with unions in Europe, become viciously anti-union. The German telecommunications giant Deutsche Telekom, for example, has allowed its subsidiary in the U.S., T-Mobile, to adopt aggressively anti-union policies. The huge furniture multinational IKEA is known for getting along with unions in Sweden, but in Canada has locked out workers in Richmond, British Columbia for 13 months. So it comes as a refreshing change for unionists in the U.S. to work with a company that believes its workers have a right to form a union. In Chattanooga, Tennessee, the auto manufacturer Volkswagen has made it clear that it will not oppose a union for its 3,200 employees and will work with any union the workers choose. Unfortunately, government representatives in Tennessee are very anti-union, and when a union election was held last February, they threatened the workers. Despite company assurances to the contrary, they said Volkswagen would shut down its plant if the workers joined the United Auto Workers, the UAW. The union narrowly lost the vote. Now, however, workers at the plant have formed a union local, UAW Local 42, and hope to convince their fellow workers to join. Volkswagen is not opposing the union. Here are some of the workers at the Volkswagen plant in Chattanooga.
This is a pretty unique situation because UAW doesn't normally organize like this anymore.
Now, back in the heyday, unions were formed first. And then as support developed, as their membership strengthened, then they would go to the company and say, hey, we have a union, we have a vast majority of the workers in most cases back in those days, you're going to work with us.
When we were asked to raise our hand in order to join our local, it was the best feeling I've had in this over two-year fight.
I think Volkswagen's always wanted to have union representation in this plant.
But unfortunately it had gone to a vote, and right before that vote took place is when the local politicians started in with what I consider threats, and I believe swayed quite a few people, scared them.
The election in February was heavily tainted by outside influences. We will not repeat that again. We will move forward as a members union until we gain the majority, which we feel confident will come very soon.
Very short term, I think we're going to be at the bargaining table. We're going to reach that 50% plus one.
Gives me a big sense of pride. I'm now part of the UAW who strives to improve the middle class and give workers a say and just improve everyday life in America.